It was a pretty uneventful night, until the naked lady tried to kill him. Dubosky was just coming off a 20-hour shift, had just dropped off a couple of Latino kids who had gotten frisky on his back seat, when he decided to forego the usual last lap around the neighborhood and head straight for the cab shack. His dispatcher, Freddy, a waste of space if there ever was one, was on the radio trying to get him to respond.
Hey, numbnuts, I got another pickup for you.
Dubosky ignored him. He couldn't count the number of times he'd heard that phlegm-throttled voice telling him to get his ass in gear, telling him he was one step away from the unemployment line, telling him if he put even a single dent in his rig, it was coming out of his own pocket. Numbnuts, huh? Fuck him. And fuck this job, too. Dubosky didn't know whether it was age or sheer exhaustion that made him feel this way. But after 18 years on what seemed like an endless circling of the city, he was ready to crash this friggin' rig, grab a shotgun, and start blasting away. Freddy was first on his list. Dubosky had been working 12, 16, 20-hour shifts for the better part of his life. He couldn't pick his kids out of a high school yearbook, and if his poor wife hadn't taken on a lover by now, it was a miracle, because he didn't have the energy to eat, let alone screw. Even half a dozen hits of extra-strength Levitra wouldn't get old Rusty to stir. There comes a point in your life, he told himself, you gotta ignore all good sense. Forget about doing the right thing. And think about one person. You. Which was exactly what he planned to do the moment he got back to the cab shack. Tell Freddy to shove this job up his stinky little bunghole, then get out into the world and breathe some free friggin' air. Fill his lungs and keep filling 'em, and never look back. By the time he turned onto the avenue, he was already lost in a daydream about a week-long cruise in the Greek islands, Judy hooked on one arm, sipping a piña colada as they headed back to their cabin to put old Rusty to the test. He was pretty deep into it when a shadow flashed under a nearby street lamp. Before he knew Christ from Hosea, a figure darted in front of his windshield. Dubosky slammed the brakes, his rear end fishtailing, his tires making a sick squeal beneath him. Squeezing his eyes shut, he waited for the inevitable thud of bumper against bone. But it didn't come. Instead, he skidded to an unimpeded stop in the middle of the street and looked out to see nothing. Nothing but the streetlights and the parked cars and the stark, empty blacktop with its newly painted lines. What the hell? Instinct drew his attention to a space on his left. Huddled between two parked cars, trembling in the cold night air, was a street hag. This one more street than hag. About 30 or so from the looks of her, and as naked as a 2-year-old at bath time. Except for the blood all over her hands and face. Jesus. Had he hit her? Dubosky cranked the parking brake, then threw open his door and took a tentative step toward her. You okay, lady? It was a ridiculous question. She was, after all, crouched there in her birthday suit, covered with about a year's worth of grime and fresh blood, a skinny little thing looking what could generously be described as disoriented. As he approached her, he realized it didn't much matter what he said. She was tuned to another frequency. He was about 3 feet away from her, trying not to stare at her tits, which were admittedly pretty remarkable despite the circumstances, when she suddenly looked up at him with fierce, untamed eyes.